I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sleeper picks, we're going to get to the bottom of this TC, the vendor. Everybody knows TC, the vendor. Crazy vendor, works all the venues here in Pittsburgh. We're going to get to the bottom of this claim that he played tailback at the University of Northern Iowa for the Panthers, they are, right? Uni.
Yes.
What do you believe this?
I don't. No, I don't.
I believe he may have gone out there. I believe he may have even played in a game or two.
Standout is what's getting me. He wasn't a standout, I don't think.
But I don't know if he was like – I don't know if they pumped him the rock at Northern Iowa. Whatever, what city is that in? Cedar Rapids?
Who knows?
I don't know. Remember when they made that run in the tournament?
That's the only reason I know you and I, really. Mm-hmm. What they look like. They're what, purple and yellow?
Yes, right. Anyway, 412-928-9370 is the number. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the Pirates. Can they get back into it? All right. Look at the schedule coming out of the break. And by the way, the All-Star break now is a month and a half long. They should be playing games today, but they're not. Or at least play games. Excuse me. They should be playing games tomorrow, but they're not. They're playing games Friday. And our porch tour is Friday, so we're excited about that. But anyway, the schedule out of the break. 3 at Cincy, 3 at Cleveland. So you do the Tour Day Ohio. Before you come back home and you play the Mets for 4 and then the Cubs for 2. And in the middle of that Cubs 2-game series is the trade deadline. So the Cubs series laps over from the month of July into August. So essentially what you have is 3 with Cincy, 3 with Cleveland, 4 with the Mets. That's 10 games right there. And then the 1 game with the Cubs, that's 11 games before the All-Star break. Where you are in the standings is 5.5 games back of the wild card. Is there a way in which the Pirates could turn into, right now, buyers? I kind of did some math this morning, Jim, as I was getting ready for the show. It's a real simple proposition, and it's got to be this. They got to go in the 9 games or so, probably in those 10 games, but take the first 9 games. Take the 3 in Cincy, the 3 in Cleveland, that's 6, and then the first 3 against the Mets, which is really when it'll heat up, you know, about 48 hours before the trade deadline, as it always does. They got to go 7-2, 8-1, 7. They got to go 8-1 again or 7-2 to really be buyers.
You're saying 4-4 is not going to cut it?
No, sir.
Well, I'm going to go. I'd take all 10 games just because there's an off day.
Okay.
There's like the trade deadline. Yeah. July 31st is a Tuesday. The 30th is a Monday, and the Pirates do not play. So let's throw all 4 Mets games in there and make it a nice even 10. So 5-5 is not going to cut it. I think, 7 wins, I think, keeps you kind of there. But it also depends on what everybody else does. You know, the good part here is that, with the exception of the Indians, is that the Pirates are playing, you know, they're bad teams. They got 7 games in there against teams that are non-contenders. There's no shot at all. And then Cleveland's a first-place team in the AL Central. But the other part about that is that the Pirates can't gain ground on anybody because they're playing 2 bad National League teams and then a team from the American League. So if they win, you know, there's a chance that they wouldn't really gain any ground because they don't control what the other National League teams are doing at that time.
Yeah, you're right about that. Like, it would be nice to come out and be playing Washington or be playing St. Louis or be playing Arizona or Colorado or someone that you're going head-to-head on.
St. Louis comes in soon enough, right after the Cubs, but at least right away. And I don't know. I agree with you. I think 7-3 gets it done. I think 7 wins does. But, you know, 6-4, kind of, but not really.
And then would it be there? Let's say they do that. Let's say they go 7-3, and not necessarily backdoor themselves into 7-3, just 7-3. Then do you buy in haste? Are you like, oh my gosh, we're here now? The trade deadline. We got to find somebody to buy. We got to add. We're 3 games back of the wild card. Because that would maybe put you 2.5-3 games back of the wild card. And again, there's a lot of moving parts. It's dependent on what all those other teams do.
Sure.
But that's just a guess where it would be. 2.5-3 games back of the wild card. Do you buy for just buyer's sake? To just add somebody for window dressing even?
What, like Joaquin Benoit?
Well, just to give a message to that clubhouse, we're trying here. Because that's part of it a lot of times.
You know, it's funny. We had Joe Block on yesterday, and I thought it was, you know, in my mind, and I still think this, that if you can go out and get a veteran relief pitcher, an effective veteran relief pitcher to plug in somewhere, because I don't know if you're buying Kyle Crick at this point. You know, Vasquez is back to being the old Felipe Rivera right now.
Kyle Crick has kind of grown on me a little bit.
Has he? Okay. But still.
Although I don't project him in 3 years from now to be like some superstar. He's grown on me for the short term.
No, I think he's the latest guy that looks okay for a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could be wrong. Maybe he'll be better, and maybe he has found something, and, you know, like Santana said. But anyway, Joe said he didn't think that bullpen was where they should add. But other than that, you know, whose starting job are you going to take away? You want a veteran guy off the bench? You already got David Freese. I think Sean Rodriguez's days are numbered.
It's going to be curious what happens with Cervelli. Very curious. It wouldn't surprise me if Cervelli comes off that 7-day DL and he's A-OK, he's fine. It wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't play again this year.
I just don't know what to think with concussions. I'm afraid what will happen is that he'll come off the disabled list and start playing, and then something will happen.
Or what if he pronounces that he doesn't want to catch anymore?
You're going to take Josh Bell out of the lineup right now? Ever since they slid him down to number 6, he's been really good. And that's the other
part
about it.
This happened to Jaso.
That's the other part of it that makes it difficult to evaluate, is because all 8 guys, position guys, now that we're down to 3 outfielders, have had their moments.
Yes.
And some guys have had their moments recently. Other guys had it, like Colin Moran earlier in the season. You know, Jordy Mercer, Josh Harrison. Jordy's been pretty steady all season, which is to say he's like a 260, 270 hitter. And he's very steady. Harrison, if he gets back to being like he was earlier in the season, then he's fine. And I don't know what the market is anyway, if they were going to sell. You know, you pop on the Major League, the MLB trade rumors every now and again, and you see that I can't remember, is it the Dodgers looking for a shortstop?
Well, yeah, they're going to find one.
Jordy's name, well, when he comes, yeah, when
Manny
gets,
Machado.
Oh, that's true. Okay, never mind.
I mean,
okay,
yeah.
So forget about them. There's another team, though, that's looking for a shortstop, and there was a handful of names listed, and Jordy Mercer was not among them. They were talking about all these other guys, and they're saying they're all glove guys. Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe nobody thinks Jordy's any good except for us.
Well, maybe that when it all comes out and when it all shake it down and puts through the sifter and you have buy, sell, but they're just going to go ahead and stamp pat and push through with who they have.
Well, but if I were the Pirates, I would be having conversations about some of those relief pitchers that are on the market.
I agree with you there. I do. A low price sort of kind of a almost an even exchange.
I'd go in high on Britton or somebody like that,
right,
if you can get him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.